Oops. Hey, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, James Madison, and fresh off the presses, right after we get through this article, another Twitter executive has either been fired or resigned from Twitter. Just in, Twitter reportedly loses second top safety executive in 2 days. Holy shit. I think there's a chance now, I'm stepping back here, maybe there's some chance that Elon Musk still apparently is suppressing the spread of the Daily Wire documentary. But folks, it seems like some sort of internal purges. Just in the last 24 hours, three, it says 2 days, but no, it's been less than 24 hours, three executives have left, or three people in this trust and safety executive area of Twitter have left, resigned, and or been fired. And by the way, with these resignations, I don't think they're voluntary. But let's get into it. Twitter's head of trust and safety says she has resigned. This is the World Economic Forum shill her fucking self. Ooh, good goddamn riddance. By Reuters. June 2nd at 12:20 a.m. First thing in the goddamn morning. And we're getting to the new one right afterwards. Twitter's head of trust and safety, Ella Irwin, told Reuters on Thursday that she has resigned from the social media company, which has faced criticism for lax protections against harmful content since billionaire Elon Musk acquired it in October. Irwin, who joined Twitter in June 2022, took over as head of one of the trust and safety team, in November, when previously held by Yul Roth, resigned. She oversaw content moderation. An email to Twitter returned an automated reply with a poop emoji. Fair. Irwin declined further comment, and Musk did not immediately respond to requests for comments. On Friday, the Wall Street Journal reported A.J. Brown, head of brand safety and ad quality, yeah, baby, is leaving. The departures come as the platform has struggled to retain advertisers with brands weary of appearing next to unsuitable content. I wonder what they're referencing, folks. Musk announced earlier this month that he hired Linda Yaccarino, another WEF shill, a former NBC Universal advertising chief, to become Twitter's new CEO. Yeah, and we'll see how this fucking lasts. Hopefully she doesn't take the job, but she's supposed to be taking over as soon as she's done with ABC for, what, another 2 months? Fortune earlier reported that Irwin's internal Slack account appears to have been deactivated. Since Musk's acquisition, Twitter has cut costs dramatically and laid off thousands of employees, including many who had worked in efforts to prevent harmful and illegal content, protect election integrity, and surface accurate information on the site. Now, he's a real kicker about that, right? When it came to posting anything about the 2016 election being stolen from Hillary, completely fine and allowed on Twitter. But anything about the 2020 election being stolen from Trump, banned. Silence. So I don't think your interest was in protecting election stuff. Go fuck yourself. Musk has promoted a feature called Community Notes, which lets users add context to tweets as a way to combat misleading information on Twitter, which I will say is quite fucking fun. I will say, since he's taking over Twitter, doesn't he look more Discord moddy by the day? Or am I wrong? He looks like Up Is Not Jump's meth-addicted brother. Like, maybe a little? Like, just a little bit of a resemblance here? Oh, well. The company is also facing increasing scrutiny from regulators over its moderation efforts. Twitter withdrew from a voluntary agreement with the European Union to tackle disinformation while saying it was committed to complying with up-and-coming internet rules in the EU. Twitter will not be part of the EU's agreements to regulate disinformation. But we will also adhere to all rules set by the EU for internet moderation and regulation. What, bitch? We're not part of it, we're part of it. That's the same kind of logic when Biden's like, we're not at war with Russia, man. We're just training and arming and equipping the Ukrainians to kill Russians. What? What exactly is the difference between that and being involved? We have ground troops already. You know, so it's like we're not part of the EU's agreements, but we will adhere to the EU's agreements rules. Why are you not a member? I mean, it does. I guess it gives you wiggle room to be like, nope. But he should have just told him to go suck a lemon. EU industry chief Thierry Breton warned Twitter last week that it would not be able to avoid illegal obligation, avoid legal obligations in the EU after quitting the voluntary agreement. Yeah, you can, by ignoring them. Kind of that straightforward. You know what's going to happen? People with VPNs and smart people are going to get on the internet. They're going to get on Twitter, so on and so forth. And then when people see their friends get arrested for using Twitter, something that's so small and inoffensive, they're going to get pissed and be like, I don't think people should be put in prison because they said something you didn't like or that you don't think is true. It's going to spur a whole other thought process in the younger generation. It will spur them in the favor of internet free, of a free speech internet. And now, when I say free speech, I'm not going to lie to you like Elon Musk. There needs to be laws about speech on the internet. I'm sorry. It's not a popular opinion. But doxing should be illegal. Posting harassment content of children should be a piece. Now, I'm not saying, like, you're an Xbox lobby and you call a kid a fag and say you'll fuck his mother. That shouldn't be illegal. But posting a kid's address. Posting contacts for a minor publicly. Posting Pizzagate stuff. You know what I mean? Should be made illegal. So I'm not going to lie to you and act like, oh, well, it should be completely free speech internet. Because I'm not so deluded in myself that I think that's a possibility. No, it's not. Joel Floater says, yes, because it was easier to retain advertising when 30% of Twitter content was child exploitation. Sadly, these days, that makes sense. Well, here's the thing, right? You can't watch this documentary because it misgenders two people originally, but I can still find videos of people getting blown up in Ukraine on Twitter. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, I can find videos of people jumping off buildings committing suicide. There's that video on Twitter right now you can find it. You just type in guy kills himself and scroll for a minute in videos. You'll find it. This is a video of the guy in the leather coat sitting in front of his computer. Looks like Salty Cracker on the phone. Then he hangs up and he pulls a shotgun, pops the top of his fucking top off. You know, pops his top. And then the dog walks in and then his roommate comes in and screams and walks out. We've all seen the clip. Guy kind of looks like the dude from Mythbusters. Mike Oxbig says, the article seems to try to want to defend Twitter, how Twitter used to operate. Pretty sure the people trying to protect the election interference were actually the ones interfering themselves. True. And with it being New York Post, it's worth noting that Twitter under Jack Dorsey and Pancake Agarwal, Pagree Agarwal, were suppressing the New York Times or the New York Post because they were confirming the Hunter Biden story. So it is interesting to see the New York Post doing that. I'm not Ray Charles of that bullshit. Good call out, Mike Oxbig. I'm saying that. Trying not to say the funny thing. Anyway, interference were actually the ones interfering themselves. If you want receipts, all you have to do is read the Twitter files. It's clearly laid out and actually proof, not some ridiculous article that makes some unfounded claims like this one. I wouldn't say they're unfounded. There was nothing unfounded in here. They just purposely avoided talking about certain topics. More of a lie through admission. Good. Get rid of the liberals. Based. Ban the death cult. Now, let's hop over here. Twitter reportedly loses second top safety executive in 2 days. Yes! June 2nd, 2023, at 1:46 p.m. Twitter's head of brand safety and ad quality, AJ Brown, has decided to leave the company, according to a source familiar with the matter on Friday. The second safety leader to depart in matter of days. In a matter of what? Okay, fine. 43 hours. On a Thursday, Ella Irwin told Reuters that she resigned. Bye, bitch. From her role as Vice President of Product and Trust for Trust and Safety. These fucking bullshit buzz corporate terms. At the social media company where she oversaw content moderation efforts, often in response to users. With questions about suspended accounts. Brown worked on efforts to prevent ads from appearing next to unsuitable content. Platformer and Wall Street Journal earlier reported. Since Tesla CEO Elon Musk acquired Twitter in October, the platform has struggled to retain advertisers who were weary about placements of their ads on the company's on the company after the company laid off thousands of employees. Musk's hiring of Yaccarino, former chief, it's so hot in my room, at Comcast's NBC Universal signaled that ad sales remained a priority for Twitter even as it worked to grow subscription revenue. Twitter and Brown did not immediately respond to Reuters for comment. Oh, you love to see it, man. All these fucking mouthpieces and controlled opposition folks are out. They're leaving. They're getting fired. They're resigning. Love it. Goodbye. Ernest Lemmingway. Leave it to Reuters to ignore that Ella Irwin suppressed and banned people who didn't break Twitter's actual rules. At the behest of Eliza Blue. I almost forgot about that saga. The Republicans' latest, quote, convert from the Democrats who hasn't actually converted at all, or that Ella or Irwin herself was working overtime to keep the censorship and suppression on the board under Agrawal. Head down to a science. The woman is poison for the company, and I'm still sure Yaccarino is going to be the same. Yaccarino is absolutely going to be the same. She's World Economic Forum as well. Yaccarino wants to bring in her own folks, probably. I would. Fancy Pants Lance says that's a bad take, bud. Hammer, everyone is replaceable. You may not like the choices, but everyone is replaceable. And that last comment is by Hammer. All right, folks, you hear that noise in the background? That's my computer actively overheating. So I'm going to stop recording, get the AC going, because my room is rocking at a hot... Oh, my God, it's 69 degrees in my room right now. It is warm and humid in here. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Deuce.